It's in Mishnah 9. This is the last case of this 10-year-old, 9-year-old one day. Ben Teshashani v'yomechad shebal yavimto. So this child comes, he has relations with his yavama again. Same setting. Umishihigdil. And then when he grows up, when he becomes a fully mature adult, Nasa Isha Cheres. He marries another woman. Right? Vemes. And then he dies. So says the Mishnah, Imloyad esarishona mishihigdil. If he never went back to the yavama and had proper relations with her when he was grown up. So the only 13. Relations, and 13 and sounds of puberty. So the only time he ever had relations with her was when he was a child. So he hasn't fully completed the status, right? It says if he's done maima with her, but he hasn't fully completed the yibum status. But the second woman he's fully married to, because the second woman he married her when he was a fully adult. So says the Mishnah, what do you do in this kind of case? And he's died now. He's died childless. So Harishona Choletzes V'lo Misyavemes, the first woman that he did, he did kind of half a Yibum with Maima with when he was still a child. So that woman, he's got to do Chalitza, and he's not allowed, this is his brothers. His brothers have to do Chalitza with that woman, and they're not allowed to do Yibum with that woman. Because he never completed the process. He wasn't fully married to her. Vashner, but the second woman that he was properly married to, or chalitzes or misyavemes. So that woman they treat as a normal wife, and that woman they can do chalitza or yibum with that woman because that's a proper normal wife.
Like a co-wife.
Excellent. So the Kashi brings, we don't treat them normally. If you do chalitza or yibum with one wife, you exempt the co-wife. But when the rabbis instituted the legal significance they gave to relations of this 9-year-old in one day, they didn't extend it as far as to make her a full co-wife. So the fact that you've done Yibum or Chalitza with the first woman does not exempt the co-wife. That far they didn't extend that legal significance act. And if you go through this karti over here, you'll see he brings exactly that point up. Rabbi Shimon Omer meyabem la'ezus yitzah v'cholitz l'shnei. He stays with his svara all the way through. He says you do yibum or chalitza with either one of them, and you will patzer the other one. Echad shu ben tesha shanim v'yom echad ve'echad shu ben esrim shana. So whether the child is 9 years and one day, or 20 years old, shelo aveh shtei sarot, but he has no signs of puberty. So in both of these cases, the same, all the laws that we've spoken above apply. Until the child passes 13 and then produces the signs of puberty, so until that point, the child remains in this kind of quasi-child status. You know, that all of the actions have this rabbinic legal significance, but not full legal significance.